all. You'll always be my kin. Remind me of my mom. They don't even speak to me no more. And if it's subject to change, then I wanna be clean. Whatever waste your time, I will never give up, baby, into your mind. And if I wanted to leave, then I wouldn't be here wasting all my life.
It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Stibbs was a big fan of this one when he heard it. Pony Creek. And this song is called Till You're Mine. And Pony Creek's got a big show coming up here on the 24th. They will be joining Owen Justice on stage with Sack of Lions. And they will be performing on, let's see, it is Saturday, April 24th, and it is going to be at the Reverb Lounge. So Saturday, April 24th, if you're digging Pony Creek, if you're digging our new sensation, Owen Justice, they will be on stage at the same time, Reverb Lounge, April 24th. I'll be here to remind you. Who knows? Might show up there. I'm craving some live music, Gary. It's Pony Creek on the Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
We're getting closer, George.
There's
more and more local venues that have welcomed back live music. I think outdoor venues, as it gets warmer now that we're in spring, we'll have more live music. It's a trickle. Some of our music venues, hopefully, we'll be able to open up. And we're getting there. We're getting there. It's still probably a little bit a ways away. But I did see Eric Church is set to play in Omaha and Lincoln.
Yep, saw that too.
So early 2022, he'll be out on tour. I think a lot of major artists that do tours around the country, you know, summertime, start in the spring, go through summer, are waiting until 2022, or they're adjusting and going in the fall. Speaking of, I mean, we're in the country, I think, you know, Kenny Chesney pushed his tour back to 2022.
Sure did.
You're a big Kenny Chesney fan, right? I just do it. My voice just goes southern there.
You sure did. I appreciate Kenny.
My guys, the Zac Brown Band, they're trying to, you know, they were on the road last year when things got shut down.
Yeah.
It was shortly after they had played in Lincoln. You know, they've got new stuff that is trickling out, and they're trying to figure out when they can go back on the road again.
Yeah.
So, actually, 2022, because I, you know, by the time we get to the fall and, you know, football is back.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be a lot of football and a lot of games to go to. I'll be curious to see in 2022 in the music industry with national touring acts, mm-hmm. how many people are out. Now, all the venues, like, you don't think CHI would love to have as many dates filled as possible?
Agreed.
There's going to be a lot of competition. I know people will be jonesing to get back and enjoy live music and enjoy big concerts, but I mean, it's going to be like out of a fire hose.
It really
is. Of who's going to be out on the road touring.
It really is.
Is your buddy Bad Bunny going to make an appearance on the road? Or is he giving up on music? He's now into wrestling.
Well, I think this is just a one-off. We'll see how he does this weekend. I have no problem with Bad Bunny.
Oh, wait a minute. You have a problem with everybody that is a non-wrestler that comes and appears in your sport, and you're okay with him?
Here's what I'll say. Shaq didn't spend 4 months in the Performance Center trying to learn how to wrestle.
Okay, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. Good on you.
Yep. Bad Bunny at least has put the time in to learn the art, to practice it, and to learn from the greats in the Performance Center, so I'm okay with it. I'm actually kind of excited.
If you want to make your day even better today, it's 47 years ago today that Hank hit 7:15. You hear Vin Scully on the call. You can see Craig Sager interviewing Hank Aaron at home plate and the two people that jumped out of the stands at old Fulton County Stadium and rounded the bases with Hank Aaron. Imagine if that happened today.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. But Hammer and Hank, 47 years ago today, hit 7:15. Not a lot of hammers at Augusta. Hideki Matsuyama and Mark Leishman are both 4 under Matsuyama through 13. Leishman is through 6. Webb Simpson is a shot back. Paul Casey is a shot back as well. Bubba Watson is 1-under through 13. Patrick Reed, former Masters champion, is 2-under through 9. Now some of the big boys are getting out on the course. That it's nice and looks. The weather looks really great at Augusta, and the greens do look, as we expected, firm and fast. Hope you've enjoyed our chats today. Cam Check was fantastic. Nebraska with a series this weekend against Maryland. It's, you know, Nebraska, knock on wood's been fortunate. Their schedule has stayed in place. Omaha and Creighton have been affected. It almost feels like Creighton hasn't played this year. I mean, I know I saw them play against Omaha to open up Omaha's ballpark, and they won that series 2 out of 3 games. But Creighton hasn't played outside of one series at home because they've had 2 that have been interrupted by COVID. But they get Big East play beginning this weekend against Villanova. Right now, of the 3, red, blue, and black Nebraska baseball is the only one that's showing up in the projected field of 64. Baseball America has Nebraska as a number 2 seed going to Fayetteville, where you would find a really, really good Dave Van Horn Arkansas Razorback team. Division 1, D1Baseball.com has Nebraska as a 3 seed also going to Fayetteville. But remember this, and Nebraska has until Monday, and they are going to make a bid. Because the NCAA has decided to have permanent regional and super regional sites done by bidding, if Nebraska is worthy of a 2 seed and they put in and what I believe will be a very aggressive bid to host regionals at Haymarket Park, you could host and not be the number 1 seed in your own ballpark. Nebraska could, if as long as they remain atop the Big Ten, Nebraska baseball could host a regional as a number 2 seed. I think it would be extremely difficult for anybody in the Big Ten to be a number 1 seed, but that would not preclude you from hosting a regional if you have a very, very good bid, a good facility. You've got past history of running a regional or a super regional and doing it well, and you know the number of fans you can have. I think Nebraska would be in a good spot. They will decide the 16 and then the 8 on merit. But don't be surprised if Nebraska remains atop the Big Ten, that when we get to, I think it's May 10th, when they'll announce the regional sites, a couple of weeks before they announce the field of 64. If Nebraska's still in the same spot and they're atop the Big Ten like they are now, if Lincoln, Nebraska was announced as a regional, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I would be surprised if Nebraska continues to play like this, and I'd be disappointed if they were a number 3 seed. I think if you win the Big Ten, which would mean you'd beat a really good Michigan team, and Indiana's pretty good, you're worthy of being a number 2 seed. But that's where Nebraska is. It's nice to click on D1 Baseball or Baseball America and see Nebraska sitting right now. Nice. They're not a 4 seed. Omaha and Creighton have work to do. Summit League probably is just going to be a 1 bid league, maybe a 2, but more likely a 1, just like the Big East. All right, top of the hour. When we come back, we will get into some stuff yesterday from Nebraska football. I mentioned that we'll discuss just briefly. I don't think you spent a lot of time on it, on what Deontay Williams said. But we will spend some time on some other things that are coming out from the defensive side of the football. Did you think that the spring of year number 4, a more established identity that you related more to was on the defensive side of the football at Nebraska than the offensive side? That is clear as day. We'll explain in the next hour of the Gary Sharp Show on the Local Music Thursday on 1620 The Zone.